everyone, and welcome to the Apocalypse Now podcast, a show where three people go into the future and wield spiked bats. I am Mark Ellis.
And I'm Zach McCoy.
And I'm Shane.
And let's get on with the show. So we're going to play a game. Me, Zach and Shane have lived with zombies in our heads, of course. We have come up with ultimate scenarios for our survival. I voice my scenario, then Zach, then Shane voices theirs. Then we will debate on who has the best scenario. Once the winner is chosen, that is the end of the show. So first, what is your favourite zombie film?
Well, what is your favourite zombie film? And start that off like that.
28 Days Later.
28 Days Later? John's pretty late. Honestly, I'd probably say Shaun of the Dead is probably my favourite zombie.
That is a good one as well.
I put down Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, really? Unanimously, Shaun of the Dead is one of the greatest zombie films of all time. It's a perfect blend of dark humour and just...
Fantastic editing.
It's a... Edgar Wright, he's an absolute genius.
I haven't seen that film either.
But 28 Days Later is also a really good movie.
I think Shaun of the Dead is the funniest.
The funniest one?
28 Days Later is probably the most realistic one.
It's a very scary movie.
Like, when you see Shaun of the Dead, you think, I actually kind of want zombies.
Yeah.
But if you watch 28 Days Later, you're like,
they're going to be like, no.
What kind of zombie will we get?
That's the thing, like, unanimously, we have to agree on one of them, because if you're reeled into 28 Days Later and he's walking the Walking Dead ones that go.
I think we can all
agree we want the Shaun of the Dead zombies.
We want the Shaun of the Dead zombies, the ones that are dumb, and Bill Murray.
Yeah,
him as well.
Because if we get 28 Days Later zombies, the fast ones.
I also said Minecraft.
You know, you may just shoot yourself in the head right now. You know.
Yeah.
You know what. That's a fair option.
You're absolutely screwed.
If you don't do your cardio, you're screwed. Yeah, you're just dead. The Zombieland ones are pretty...
I like Zombieland.
Are they fast or slow?
They're pretty fast. They're not 28 Days Later rage sprinters, but like...
You don't want the I Am Legend ones?
No, you don't want the I Am Legend ones.
Oh, yeah, the I Am Legend ones are not really zombies. Are they?
Well...
They're kind of zombies.
Because
you see them
they're like
the
vampire
end,
zombies.
CGI and they look like bald scientists.
Yeah.
No. So, Dev, I think we all honestly agree that we are...
We're
messing
go for
with the Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Very manipulative, very easy. I mean, you can just cover yourself in giblets and walk into the crowd
because
they're all dumb.
Yeah.
So.
What weapons are we using?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go first because I want to dominate the shrine. Okay. I'm going to go first in this one. So, do you want to know what weapon you bring? You bring a baseball bat. Baseball bat.
You need a metal one.
You don't know why you bring a metal baseball bat? If you bring a gun, okay, a lot of people think guns. If you bring a gun, you're screwed, right? Why?
Because you're going to go deaf.
You're going to go deaf. And B, if you run out of ammo, you're screwed. Sure, you can bat them with it, but that ain't going to do you much good. Another thing everyone's thinking is a bladed weapon, a katana of some variety. Let me tell you, bring a katana.
Where are you going to get a katana?
Exactly.
In Northern
Ireland? I have three katanas.
A, not only are you fucked because you're not going to find a katana, but you're also screwed because if it gets stuck in some absolute corpse wrangler, you're done, right?
You're dead.
You're deceased.
You're dead, man.
You're dead.
It's the same with a spiked baseball bat as well.
Yeah, the spiked baseball bat.
Anything that's sharp, it'll just
stick.
It's like the Sinners
Walking Dead, seeing some Sinners.
Yeah, VR game.
Yeah, it's great.
Where you stab people and the knife gets stuck in their head and you have to
yank it out.
So now
if you want to get the true Apocalypse Now experience, Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, it's definitely a must play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm using a metal baseball bat as well.
Nice.
And a riot shield. Where are we going to get one of those?
Nick it from the PlayStation.
And why the riot shield?
You have people.
You have other people
station trying to get them and all.
But why the riot shield? What makes you choose the riot shield?
I guess I don't really need a riot shield, do I?
I mean, it's
just
a nice
make one, couldn't I?
You could technically, but...
Glue some two sheets of metal.
I just get a saw and just cut off this part of the chair and use this.
Well, that won't be very big.
Couldn't it?
Well, you could, but it won't be very big.
If someone shoots at you.
That's not going
to
do nothing.
Or I could go into my dad's shed and get spanners out and take the door off the car.
That could work too, but it would be really heavy.
I mean, well, it'll be less risky than trying to find a riot shield.
Yeah. Makeshift riot shield is definitely.
Makeshift riot shield.
Makeshift riot shield.
Smart.
Even a pillow.
A pillow.
A pillow. Yeah.
Pillow would kind of work.
I feel like I'd want to use the pillow for its actual intended purpose more than use it to make a makeshift riot shield. But what weapon would you get, Shane?
I'm using a machete. And I know you guys are saying, but that
I'll
it gets
stuck.
But I'm not going to use it like that. I'm going to use it like that and cut their heads off.
Well, the point still stands. It's still going to get stuck in some...
It's not going to get stuck. It's going to go straight through.
Not
if it's sharp.
Not only is that, but it's going to get dull.
That's why I sharpen with stones. I know how to sharpen things
I
like that.
I just think work. You could just have a baseball bat.
I don't own a baseball bat. I own a machete right now.
See, welcome to Apocalypse Now with Mark Ellis, Zach McCoy, and Danny Trejo.
Fuck you.
Unbelievable.
What would be the most vital item for survival?
A water purifier.
Why?
I've got one of those.
Yeah, I got one.
It's like 50 quid on Amazon.
Yes. Because
it's
you drink.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
I went hiking in Galway a couple of weeks ago, and we were halfway through our trail, and there was no way, you're not turning back, you have to move forward. And there was no water, and I only had 500 mil left of water, and my mate only had 500 mil left of water, and the sun was coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed to find a camping spot. We had to have tents on our backs, and we had to find a camping spot, or we could be doomed. And
get attacked by bears.
There's no bears.
There's
now.
No bears. Nor nerves.
We were on a trail where we can see the rest of the trail ahead, all the way back to the end, and there was no streams of water whatsoever. And we looked at the top of the ridges, couldn't see any water, and we were just thinking,
which this goes,
are we
going to go?
Are we going to dehydrate or something? And all of a sudden, I needed to take a piss.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is my one opportunity. I've got a filtration bottle. I can piss in this right now because I haven't taken a piss ever since the start of the trail. It is my only chance to piss in this fucking filtration bottle. I told my mate I was going to do that, and he thought I was joking. He was like, yeah, go ahead. And I went back there and I pissed in it. And I went everywhere, and then I come back, and I'm wiping the filtration bottle down, and he turns around, and he sees all this, like, toilet rolling on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? We need to go. The sun's coming down. We need to find a camping spot. I'm cleaning up the piss in the filtration. What do you mean, piss? What'd you do? I pissed in the filtration bottle, I told you. And he just facepalmed. He just did the facepalm. This is true. I'm not making this up. I haven't written anything down. Right,
Oh my god.
I tightened up the filtration bottle and it ended up going. So I had to pour the fucking thing out. Couldn't even use it. And then the next climb up, you know what there was? Literally 30 meters away, there was a puddle of water.
Oh no.
Just wasted 50 quid peeing in a filtration bottle. Yeah, but I have used the filtration bottle before, and there was one other time where there's like black puddle, and we filled up the filtration bottle just to test it out.
There's a lot of trust in a filtration, water filtration.
Yeah, no,
if you get a good one, it'll work. You know,
this is a really good one.
Yeah.
We filtered the black water, and you have to really squeeze it, and the little drips come out, so you know it's working when it's only little drips, because if it's a and tap, you know it's not really working.
That's not,
and it came out clear.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I drank it and it was clear. It was fantastic. And they're finally getting another one. But yeah, I can't believe that.
It's a very solid pig, actually.
Yeah.
Turns out that was toxic sewage.
That's a really good answer. Yep. And mine is buckets.
Buckets.
Lots and lots of buckets.
It's the same logic.
Yeah. No, just empty buckets. And you just up on the roof.
The room.
You just have them lying on the floor there.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Ultimate.
The same like idea.
Ultimate survival tactic.
You need water.
When,
you need water.
The good thing is we live in Northern Ireland, so it's
a lot of rain.
It's a lot of rain. Yeah. You're definitely sorted for the rest of your life.
Yeah. What's your idea?
I was thinking of just. the survival med kit. You sprain your ankle. You go 2 feet and you're dead as shit.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've got your trusty survival med kit, you've got your... What is using? The painkillers? Some bandages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff to get...
Antiseptic.
All the stuff to get... Because you don't want to be in a zombie apocalypse and you die by spraining your dumb ankle on a fence and you bleed out of and your wound gets infected and you die.
The only problem I have with first aid kits is it's like a one-time use kind of thing. Mm. Like you use it 5 times and that's it.
It.
You have to find another one.
Yeah.
With buckets.
Buckets.
You're not going to run out anytime soon, boy.
You've got your water.
And
you've
your filtration bottles.
You've got
right?
a water.
Yeah.
You've got a toilet.
Jesus, you're not using your water bucket for a toilet.
You've got a storage device. Your buckets can be anything.
Yeah. It could be a hood for the rain.
Buckets are a good choice. You know, I like buckets.
Yeah.
I like buckets. Nobody appreciates buckets. Right, so have you got a team who will be in your team? Maybe you don't trust anybody. Maybe you do.
Well, what is your pick?
My pick?
Yeah. What are you doing?
My mommy and daddy. They are so fucked.
Oh, yeah.
They are so
You
fucked.
Need to take care of them. You need to make sure they don't get killed.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
I'm sorry.
But you're just going to hold me back.
You're going to hold me back.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you go with your hiking buddies. You all know how to live in the wild.
Or I could go with Adam and Dale, who, us three, we have experience killing zombies.
In video games.
Or it could be used to if he's come up with a better survival scenario than me.
Yeah.
True. I did just say I did just say like close friends or very close family that I know are smart.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my mother. I'm sorry, mommy. My dad maybe. My sister, no. Her child, because I'm a simp for my niece. Maybe I know she would get me killed, but I can't just leave her to die. My sister, no, go away. But I'm taking my wee niece.
See, I feel like I'll probably be the devil's advocate here and lone wolf it. But that's also going to screw me over because I'm pretty incompetent. I don't know why. I would sprain my leg on the ankle and get that wound infected and then die on a tree.
Yeah.
But it's more mouths to feed, and more water. It's just it's more than you need to get more resources that you could be using on yourself. And what could be you surviving for 2 weeks will be you surviving in 2 days if you have like 3 other people with you.
True, but
so,
you also have everyone else has your back.
That's also got more people to fight for you, and more people to scavenge at once.
But you gotta trust them.
But you also, you gotta trust them, or you will be backstabbed for
you
all your hard-earned potatoes and rain buckets.
Definitely benefits to go on solo and with people.
Just depends on your own experience.
On what you want to do.
Like, are you competent enough to go on alone? Do you need some other people, or is everyone else depressed?
Exactly, that is true. There's
you'll be very lonely.
Definitely a thing with the mental toll and how it'd be lonely, because you wouldn't trust any human. Could be the nicest, like, granny who works at, like, Greg's or something, comes up here and offers you a sausage roll, and you just pop a 9mm into your skull several times, because you don't trust anybody. So that would 100% take a good mental toll on you.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you've got one bullet in the chamber, you'll just look at it for, like, an hour. Just contemplating.
Is it worth it?
Should I just do it?
Should I shoot myself? Or do I save it from when I get fucking bitten?
Yeah. If you could have one celebrity in your team, who would it be?
One celebrity? Goddamn. You know, that's a hard one, you know? There's no celebrity smart. They're all thick as thieves.
Oh, yeah.
David Ambrose, so he can read me a bedtime story so I don't get affected by the mental toll, want to end it all.
Guy, he's like 96 years old.
No, dude, he's a trooper, absolute legend.
He is,
you
got
him for a couple of months.
And then go on.
Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, David Ambrose, just digging the grave.
I know exactly who I'm picking.
Oh, who are you picking that?
Britney Spears.
Why?
Oh, my God,
so I can just fuck her every day.
God, I picked the wrong person.
It's my childhood crush.
If we're going by your mentality, then I'm bringing Gaga.
Oh, Gaga's? Yeah.
My God.
But my original idea was Ryan Reynolds.
My God. Why Ryan Reynolds?
Because he's hilarious. I need someone to pick up my spirits.
Ryan Reynolds isn't a biopic.
He's hilarious. But now that you put the idea in my head, I'm going with Gaga.
Oh, my God.
Did you just come up with an idea?
No, I'm just absolutely blown away.
By our amazing answers?
No. Absolute dog. You're terrible.
How dare you?
You have to think of one.
We need to repopulate the human earth.
Who would you want? One celebrity
to what?
Box.
To walk with you in the zombie apocalypse.
To walk with me in the zombie apocalypse.
Who? And they'll be with you. And you trust them?
I trust them, and they won't kill me.
Yeah.
Who's smart? You can do it there.
The Rock.
The Rock is...
He's smash.
I don't know. I really don't.
Can't even think.
There's so many picks.
But true.
I guess I'm just feeding into my other answer. I wouldn't bring anybody.
You're just a loner.
True.
Right. Now, where would you go?
Where would I go? Where would you go?
I'm staying on my farm, because there's a big ball.
There's a big farm.
Concrete fence. There's cows everywhere.
There's
milk. I don't want to make milk.
They're going to die.
I am not.
What do you do after you...
Huge concrete fence that they cannot get past. It's reinforced with cows.
They're going to get infected somehow.
The cows?
Yep.
Yeah. What if they breach containment?
Well, that's what the separate field is for, and then I'll fuck off.
Is there actually a big concrete wall at your farm?
Yeah.
And that's just used to keep the cows in?
No.
Or what?
No, it's used around all of my house.
Oh.
And then there's not really...
It's like a fortress?
Yeah, there's not that much of a good fence for the cows, but they're not technically my cows. I'll be nicking the cows, but they're right in the next field, so I can just, like, come with me.
Does it protect people from coming in?
Yeah. Like,
Bandits.
Bandits. And I got a huge lorry, so I can... And I know how to drive it, kind of, almost. I don't know.
Ram into them, squish their head.
Get the combine harvester out. And...
Have you got a combine harvester?
No. I've got a really shitty tractor. I got a fantastic digger and a forklift. So I can skewer them.
Forklift can you definitely skew.
Forklift, I don't know.
They're quite slow.
Knives, it would just get stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bring them home and then get them in the head where they can't move, and then get them off and burn them.
That would be better than a car, because forklifts are rechargeable, so you can just recharge them.
Yeah.
True.
Well, some.
So I've got a really old one. Or no, my granddad bought a new one. I think he did. I'm going to nick it from my granddad. I'm going to kill my grandparents so I can nick their forklift.
Damn.
Absolutely zero remorse, by the way. So, Mark, I feel like I know what your answer for this is going to be.
The next one?
Yeah, no, this one. Where would you go? I think I know your answer.
It wouldn't be because you read his notes, would it?
No, it wouldn't be because I read his notes. It's because you didn't shut up about it when we came up with the idea.
The mall.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
All right, Mark. Humorous, why the mall, so I can combat every single one of your ideas.
Yeah.
Right. So,
okay.
I did actually have a first plan that wasn't the mall.
I
thought, you know what? Everybody knows not to go to the mall.
Exactly.
So if I go to the mall, I'm going to be the only one there.
For God's sake. No, because there will be other people like you.
Nah, there's nobody like me. I'm unique.
That would be like, don't do your shopping on Friday.
Because
there's a lot of people there. When all of the people know that, so
they're
surprisingly, all of them don't go. That's not how it works.
That's
there's a reason
statistics.
It's a rule to not go to the mall. It's because every human on planet Earth is going to
every
go to the mall.
Every human on the planet Earth thinks that way. Or for me.
No.
And then I will show up. I'll take all the buckets.
You take all the buckets?
And I'm going to be smiling.
Okay, so what do you do? What is your recovery plan? What if there's like 1 quadrillion denizens of hell in that mall, and or like 20 different banded cult clans? What is your backup plan?
You know there'll be
nobody's gonna be there.
No, what do you mean nobody? You can't tell me out of all the people in Northern Ireland, no human is going to go to.
There's nobody in Northern Ireland.
There's no one in Northern Ireland.
Nobody.
They all got eaten.
Nobody here.
There's about a couple hundred people in Northern Ireland.
There's a couple hundred, is it? A
couple hundred.
Only a couple hundred. So you're going to the mall.
And they're all my cows.
And they're all your, yeah, they're all his cows.
I know half the people in Northern Ireland.
You know half of all people.
You'll allow them entrance.
What is
come to the mall, you'll be fine.
It's like four million, but it just doesn't seem that way.
No.
Yeah, unless you go into Belfast.
I know everyone in Belfast.
I guarantee you do not know everyone in Belfast.
I know everybody in Belfast. I go walk down the street, they go, Shane, I'm like,
you know. You probably know like the homeless man.
Yeah, I know all the homeless people. I
do
have drugs.
No.
Whoa, that's what your fix is going to be in the apocalypse. Okay,
I'll
so
sell
going,
you drugs.
You're going to the mall.
I'm going to the mall.
Grabbing buckets.
Grabbing buckets.
And then, you know.
I'll be driving to different malls.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit smarter. That's a bit smarter.
Yeah, well, that is true. So if one of them goes down that direction, you can always go to the other one.
Yeah.
I can just drive past, just see. All right.
What about a convenience store?
Because you do have a car, don't you?
What about
what?
A convenience store, though?
You do have a car,
yeah, I have a car, so I need to drive, right?
You're kind of the bad bonus having a
I have, like,
vehicle.
Six cars.
You have six cars?
Yeah.
What do you use six cars for?
Well, my mom has one, my dad has one, my sister has one, my dad has an old one that needs fixing up, my granddad has one that needs fixing up.
Jesus Christ.
My uncle has one that needs fixing up, and they have all said on separate occasions, yes, Shein, you can drive that.
So what?
And what cars are they? Are they like
going so
legendary?
Far off topic.
Rolls Royce,
no,
Lamborghini,
Range Rover,
Ferrari,
and, Porsche, and Audi, and then there's just the normal day to day.
Is it worth fixing them up?
I'd say so. My dad doesn't think so, but my granddad's always in the wee shed trying to fix the G wagon. So.
So how many people? How many of those people that offered you their car? You said you would have abandoned about 4 minutes ago.
All of them. Except my niece.
Oh, there you go. Do you want to know what zombies can't do?
What?
Walk in the malls.
I mean, you're like, you almost can't do. You can walk in the malls, right? Do you want to know what zombies can't do? Can't swim.
You're going on a boat.
So.
Hey, do you know? You never seen a zombie?
You've never seen
okay.
a zombie in the water.
Okay, well, let's say they can't swim.
They can't get on.
What if these ones grow like fins and all? Start swimming like sharks.
What
terrifying.
What zombie are we establishing to be like?
Yeah, you could get some variants like.
Shaun of the Dead 2, they start swimming.
Different zombie variants.
Simon Pegg
yeah.
having nothing on swimming zambles.
Zambles.
Okay, so what do you do?
You get on a boat.
Get on a boat.
Okay.
And you sail out to sea. Okay. Not only is it a completely flat land, so if any dumbo bandits, you see them off in the distance, you can just peace out the other direction. Zombies?
What are you going to do when you run out of supplies?
That's what I was thinking.
Don't even worry about that.
Don't worry
I'll get
about
into that later.
Okay.
So not only is it a flat land, you can see anybody coming from a mile off.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies that can't swim, okay? They're way too thick for that. They're as thick as thieves. So, hell no. You run out of supplies, all right, let's just say, damn, we're gonna die here.
That's it.
I just sit there and I cry about it, I starve to death.
Yeah.
So what I do is I drive to land with the last of the boat's fuel, and I'm fucked.
Get more fuel.
You don't get more fuel. What you do is you go find another boat, and if there's none, then I'm fucking dead, or out. Because that's my entire contention.
You can get oil in a harbor, just
that's your only survival scenario?
Nah, listen. You don't know
how you can't find a boat, you're dead.
Nah,
you're dead.
If you can't find a boat.
You can borrow my boat.
What you do is you craft a raft and then it'll fucking leave. The kayak can do anything that resolves water, you're safe because they can't
swim. You keep all your supplies in your little canoe, okay?
Yes.
In your kayak.
Listen, don't question my survival. Hey, you want to go near a mall?
What's wrong with a mall?
Everyone goes to the mall. There's 4 million people in this fucking country.
Shut
you want to go to a mall?
4 million people and
you
3 million people turned into zombies.
Have you watched Dawn of the Dead?
I've played life.
You've played life, have you?
You've played
yeah,
life.
And I've seen zombies. And I
know yeah, you've seen
how
them?
How they
have
act.
You?
Yeah. My mum and dad in my house.
Anything to do with water. It could be a canoe. It could be a yacht. It could be a boat.
I just have an idea. It
could be a jet ski.
What? The middle of Loch Ness.
Oh.
Because you don't actually need a boat. Because it only goes up to your knees. The water.
You're just walking around in the water.
So if you're, there's
well,
like islands
sure
and all.
Sure they can walk in the water.
I know they can, but you'd be so far away from society they wouldn't know you're there.
Yeah, but they're really dumb, so they'll just walk. And then you know one of them will find you.
I guess so. They would walk in random directions.
Go to Epstein Island.
Walking, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So you just, like, stay completely still while they're just walking by.
Or if we've got fast ones, they'll be looking for us.
Yeah, those fast ones.
True.
All right. My idea isn't too good, then.
No, not at all, actually.
The mall is still a good idea.
No,
I am sticking to the mall.
How can you say that idea you just proposed was good when you think the mall is great as well? That's unbelievable.
It is a fantastic idea.
No, it is absolutely not. No.
Right, so
Epstein Island is definitely the correct
choice. Your home is under attack. You have 60 seconds to take whatever you can carry. What do you take?
What do you take?
I take car keys.
That's
obviously.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-gravity backpack.
What?
Yep.
What?
Huh?
Yep. What?
I can fly like Superman.
What? What?
Just up in the air, zillions of zombies.
I was not prepared for that answer.
Yeah.
Well,
your car keys and an anti-gravity. Why do you need your car keys if you have an anti-gravity bag?
See, when I put it on, I float up to the ceiling.
How did you go from something so natural like car keys to anti-gravity backpack?
I actually do have an anti-gravity backpack.
Yeah, but does it mean?
It's called anti-gravity.
That's so cool.
Does it mean you fly like Superman?
Yep.
That is so cool.
Up mountains at least.
How did
fly like Superman?
How did you? How much did that cost?
It's like 180.
God.
How
does that even work? Humor me?
It's just there.
It's like rocket science. It's too hard to explain.
It's just very well pressured air.
You can put as much as you want in it and it'll still feel light on your back.
Yeah.
It feels heavy putting it on, but once it's on your back and you got it all strapped,
you're fine.
I'm flipping mad, man. Right, and then put all my shoes in it.
Okay.
And then grab my dog.
Your dog?
Puppy. Yeah.
What kind of dog is your dog?
It's between a Jack Russell and a sausage dog.
That is adorable because it's tiny. You could not bring your husky.
Quite.
You're trying to hide
quite
from zombies. You're trying to hide from zombies and then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you get devoured.
Oh, that'd be great for like a comedy. Like Shaun of the Dead type thing, wouldn't it?
Just
yeah.
So you move a boo if you had 60 seconds.
Right.
To get in, get out.
I'm just taking my cats.
You're just taking how many cats do you have, Shane?
I'm taking all three of my cats.
All three, and that's the only thing.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the only thing you're grabbing.
So you're leaving your parents?
Yeah. I'm leaving all of my essentials.
You're leaving your shoes and your clothes.
Leaving my
this man is walking
you're,
in the zombie apocalypse.
Running out
in my fucking pajamas with my cats. Going like, meow, meow.
Okay. So you're going 60 seconds. All right, I'm just going to contradict everything you said here. So you're going with 3 cats and nothing else, okay? So you've got no food, you've got no water, and you don't have the base.
Water and food.
The BML, right? Come pussies, need them. So what you do is you get your water as much as you can pack into your school bag, because I guarantee you your dumbass is not a backpack. So you get all the food. Get a little water, and you get a weapon that's not as great as the weapon that you desire, like that metal aluminum bat.
Oh, I'm taking my skillet.
You're taking your skillet, yeah, and you stab motherfuckers with like a screwdriver, butter knife, probably not a good idea. So you get your water, you get your food, maybe an extra pair of shoes, extra bit of clothing, and a tiny weapon that's not as big as the metal bat, but like a screwdriver so you can pierce their eyeball and stuff.
You thought this through way too much.
Nope. I aim to win.
Right. If you were bitten, what would you do?
Shoot myself in the head. Game over. I'm dead. Don't bother waiting for hope to arrive, because you're fucked.
I'm driving around, look for a couple of arseholes, and bite them.
Yes! Yes!
Like a predator.
I combine both of your ideas. I'm just gonna eat somebody, but I'm not gonna eat somebody. I'm gonna bite them, right?
Okay.
Because it'll be in my system, so it'll pass anyway, before I've completely lost my mind. And then they're gonna be like, oh, no, I'm gonna die.
And then what?
And then I'm just dead, and they can't. They're
so they shoot you, or they shoot themselves.
I'm gonna shoot myself, and I'm gonna take all their guns before I do it, and I'm gonna run away.
Sometimes.
And then I'm gonna shoot myself.
Sometimes that's not gonna work at all.
I'll try.
I think they're gonna gun you down on me.
I need to make a joke in my final time, and if it's at the expense of
your life, then
someone else.
That's a very respectable. Very respectable thing to do.
Actually,
fight someone in your last breath so they can suffer the pain you did.
Yeah.
We're on to our survival scenarios. I have pretty much voiced our survival scenarios already.
Correct.
Just
do we have one change the boat.
Yeah. We have to stay on the island or stay in the water?
I go to the mall, mm-hmm. which is obviously
horrible
best
idea.
Choice.
Yeah.
And you have a farm
that's
a fortress.
Yeah, basically.
And has like 10 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, my idea is obviously the best.
That,
I disagree.
First of all, absolutely not.
Complete lie.
Dude, look, I don't understand what's going on in your brain.
Alright, we are not allowed to say our own idea is the best. We have.
Do we have a vote? Okay.
Okay.
I say your farm is. It sounds like a flipping video game.
Yeah. Your idea is absolute trash. Absolute garbage.
No, it's not.
I mean, I do like your water filtration. No, yeah, he used water filtration as well.
I got a roof made of buckets. Filtration bottles. A metal baseball bat, a riot shield, a makeshift riot shield.
I think the only thing I disagree with you is your machete. I think that's garbage.
Yeah. Dude, I know how to sharpen them. And I have a shotgun as well because I live on a farm. But
I don't
you know,
want anything that makes a loud sound.
Yeah, that is the point. But I know how to sharpen them with a stone. I took a course on sharpening weapons. Stay away from me.
Yeah, so I feel like Sheena is a pretty banging survival scenario.
Yeah.
I feel like.
You can't debunk it like.
No.
Ice Edge.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're both going for me?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you've got a pretty banging survival.
That means I've already won, so you two need to take the other one, but do you want me to vote anyway?
If a zombie apocalypse happens, I'll just have to follow you, shit.
I'm Rick from The Walking Dead.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you took notes, because if you didn't, it could very well be the death of you. If you enjoyed the show, we may or may not make more episodes where we could be going up against dinosaurs, a rat plague.
Wow!
We're on the door.
Since me and Zach lost, we have to give our worst death science.
Oh man, it's a zombie!